Good evening, everyone. Greetings, 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 wherever you are. We are going to talk about how you transform fear into confidence, even in the worst of times, of which we may be facing. So tonight, I'm your guide, Joan of Angels, and we are going to learn to sing our song. You know, oh yeah, I remember that song from Sound of Music. Some of you might be too young to remember. I don't know. But whenever I feel afraid, I walk through the hills and I sing those songs whenever I feel afraid. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to set up some songs for ourselves, some inner courage, some inner strength, so that we can not only be courageous, which I think is really important now, we can be strong. And we can still be authentically doing us. So you doing you, you transforming your fear into confidence and courage. And we are going to do this together tonight. That's all I can say. So I am your guide, Joan of Angels. I am your oracle. I am here to help you remember why you're here, help you remember your mission, your purpose, your gifts, your strengths, like everything, help you just look at the craziness in the world and go, holy moly, I've got this. I have got this. And so tonight is about having that aha feeling like, okay, the world could go to you know what in a handbasket, but you are on it. You know how to manage. You know how to do you in a way that's so perfect that you can help others, you can inspire, you can be healed, you can be whole, you can thrive during these times. So guys, check out Joan of Angels. If you're new or old, just like, subscribe, and share. And I want all your feedback because I love you guys so, and I'm just so happy for you. So do me a favor. Let me know where you're from so that we can create that worldwide collective of energy. As we go around the globe, I'm hoping Australia's in the house, New Zealand. We want a little India, Pakistan too. I want to go around the world with all of you, including Minnesota, including Pennsylvania. All right, so a little housekeeping. I want to invite you all to know about my superpower intuitive workshop that is going to happen next week on the 18th of April. It's wrong on my website. That's why I'm telling you about it. And in this workshop, we are going to unpack your intuitive superpowers, or what I like to call as your shit detector. Okay. Your SHIT detector. It just hit me the other day in the car. I'm driving and I'm thinking about this event. And I go, well, Joan, it's their shit detector. And I went, I can't say that on public television or on YouTube. Well, they won't censor you for saying that. They'll censor you for everything else, but not for the shit detector. Anyway, we broke it down. See, hear, intuit, or interpret, translate. Okay? So what is your shit detector? It teaches you how to see, hear, intuit, translate, so that you, I mean, I thought that was pretty revelatory, guys. So that is what we're going to do in that workshop next week. So sign up and you get 24/7 automatic replay. Okay, good. I think I've covered most of the housekeeping. Good. You're telling me where you're from. And some of you, I see some new faces here. So thank you very much for being here with us. Don't forget to share, like, and share it with your friends right now. Because you know what? In the middle of this, we're going to be doing an awesome healing where you all will have an energetic upgrade in your vibratory frequency. And how do I know that? Well, I've been doing Miracle Mondays or the Miracle Makers Club. I've been doing some kind of miracle show for at least 5 years. And I know from what I hear that people experience a change in energy. So if that's true for you, share it out with your friends. Don't keep me secret, okay? There's more than enough energy for all of us, okay? And in fact, yeah, that's better. The more energy we share, the more that's on here, the better. the hotter, the more vibrations we get. All right, good. So we are going to start the night very easily. All right, I see that we have Gainesville in the house. All right, La Quinta's in the house. We have Canada in the house. All right, good. And we have Oregon in the house. Okay, good. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And Long Island, New York. You know, Denise, I grew up in Long Island on the South Shore, Woodmere, five towns. Woodmere, Hewlett, Lawrence, Cedarhurst, and Inwood. See how you remember things from childhood? All right, guys, we're going to start very simply. Rub your hands together like this. There you are in Yuma. Good. Rub your hands together like this so we can start to bring up the energies. We can start to bring up the energies. Good. Just like this. Just like this. Because that, the energies we start with are going to be the energies that are going to start to go out. All right. Now take a deep breath in with me, guys. And we're just going to call the light. Taking a deep breath in and letting it all out. Good. And taking another deep breath in. Good. And letting it all out. Dearest angels, beloved ones, we ask right now that we be filled, surrounded, and protected with the light. We ask for clarity, wisdom, understanding, compassion. We ask that there be a healing. We ask that the energy between us, around us, through us, that goes from each and every one of you, through your tribe, through your community, causing an uplift in the vibratory frequency wherever you may be, from here around the world, circling so that we can literally send these energies around the globe, particularly increasing their frequencies with you. So, dearest ones, we are so grateful for the presence of these angelic ones, of these souls who are opening up to their awakened consciousness, to those who are seeking miracles in their heart, those who are becoming miracle makers, those who are opening the curtains. So not just connecting to the other side, but connecting to the highest of dimensional frequencies so that the wisdom, the knowledge, the truth of who you are come down through you to create healing, to create wisdom and understanding, to create this bonding of energetic frequencies. Guys, we want to greet Watchers Talk. That's Omar. We want to thank Omar for some of the outstanding work that he does that allows us to do Miracle Monday. So we love you, Omar. There we go. Okay, good. So dearest ones, I also want you to know that with us tonight are not just you, okay? Not just the ones in the future coming on later, but your guides, your angels, your departed loved ones, your spiritual team, and then rising up above that, there's another layer. Okay, another layer of higher dimensional frequency beings that are also here, that if you think of it as a wedding cake, okay, think of it as a wedding cake to infinity. And each layer has the higher and higher and higher and higher, higher dimensional frequencies. And you can even imagine it as if you're wearing them on your head. Okay, so let's all do that together. I have a crown, but imagine, look how the energy is tonight, boy. Imagine that there's a cake on my head and it goes up and up and up and up and up and up. Now, you might think I'm silly, and I am, but I give you these images so that you will remember it. You'll be walking out tomorrow and you're going to be walking in Starbucks or someplace, and there's going to be some weird energies. And I swear, some of you are going to feel this ascended master spiritual team hat upon your head, then you're going to go, oh my God, my guides are with me. So that's my present to you all on Happy Monday. All right, guys. Oh, yes. Now, in terms of other upstanding events happening this week, this is the week of the three-day free online Portal to Ascension conference. Now, it won't be on YouTube this week because Neil got another strike. He can't stream to it. But if you sign up, if you go to Portal to Ascension, and Tina, when you get a chance, we'll just show that page for the online conference. So you go there, sign up for that online conference, and you'll be in the Zoom room with all of us. And I'll be there 3 days. I do two presentations and many introductions, and I'm just going to chat whenever Neil turns my video on, okay? So be there with us. It's going to be fun. And then on Monday is my event. All right, good. So wearing this hat, let me know if you are wearing a hat, an ascended master crown. Who here can see their ascended master crown? All right, let's see it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I am pulling a card. Okay. Then we're going to talk a little bit more about this concept of overcoming your fears. Then we're going to do an activation. I don't know. It's like an activation ceremony that's going to include healing and will include your vibratory shift. So as we go, I want you to let me know who here wants a healing tonight. I would say raise your hand, but instead you can say healing. Let me know what part of your body, what kind of healing you want. You want financial healing. Well, let's rephrase that. Let's say I want a miracle. Let's, instead of healings, let's just use the word miracles. Let's just say tonight we are collectively all transcending our fear, stepping into the miraculous, and we are going to look fear in the face. So I have to remind you that you were born for this, guys. We are here exactly now in what might look like, if you were not awake, the worst of times. I mean, to the normal people out there, they can't figure out right, left, inside out what has gone on the last few years, nor do they have an idea of what's going to happen in the coming months. My God, and it looks crazy to many, but not to you. And I'll tell you why, because you're awake and aware, and you know you were born for this. You know you came here specifically to be here during these times, yes or no. All right. Okay, we're going to do her whole body. Is right. Whole body healing, whole mind healing, whole finance healing, whole spirit healing, whole fear factor turn into courage healing. Okay. Oh, yes. And those back issues, my loves, you know, the chiropractor in me comes out. Those back issues are about your finances and your worry about not being taken care of, or you know, anger that you're not getting taken care of. Let's go for all the healings that we can get today, all the miracles. And you know, we don't need to put a cap on them. Like, what would happen if you said, Joan, I want a financial miracle, but you also needed a body miracle and you forgot to say it, right? So we just want to say, dearest angels, we have, on God's behalf, Source's behalf, on living on this planet, we have been through, oh my God, a lot over the last 2 years. Who here has gone through a lot in the last 2 years? Anyone here gone through, am I the only one who went through a lot in the last 2 years? Who here had days that you woke up and said, oh my God, I don't know if I can leave the house, or I don't know if I'm going to make it, or if my loved ones are going to make it, or I don't even know what the heck is going on. Did anyone feel that kind of weird, like we were in a fog? Okay, when I look back on the last 2 years, if I didn't have my spiritual training, I would have gone under, my friends. I looked and I went, oh my God, this is too much for me to handle. And there were days it felt like that until I heard that voice from my guides that went, Joan, I don't want to hear you. Joan, know, that when they knock and then they knock and they knock. Yeah. Well, they did that to me. And they said, Joan, these are the times for which you called. Get out there. Open the curtain so people can see you. Would you get out of the closet and into the front? And that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to tell you this, guys. If I can do it, you could do it. Because I am a shy soul. And so, you know, following these instructions, it doesn't matter that they're coming from on high. It takes courage and confidence. And so you guys make my day when you send me and Tina Marie love. So I'll do anything to help you, because you, in turn, are helping bring that energy forward. So number one, let's do it together. I recognize we have been in what I think Cliff High, who I follow, calls the woo. And it is like the woo. It's like soup. It's like the mess. I wouldn't call it the void, because the void is void. But no, this is like a hot mess. And we've been in it. And the emotions, okay, have been stretched from here to here and back again, like a yo-yo. Not even like a yo-yo, like a rubber band. Okay, you stretch it and boom, it bounces back and hits you. All that has been designed by those they call the controllers or whoever you might want to call it, but it's been designed to make you crazy, to make you doubt yourself, to make you see, to make you spin your wheels, okay? Now, I'm here to tell you that all of that is deception. All of that is as if they want to keep putting blinders over you. Because if you wake up and you know your intuitive gifts, okay, that shit detector, you know, you can see, hear, intuit, and translate within seconds. And your voice goes, you know what? They're lying. I'm going to get out of here. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to recognize it. So I'm here to help you protect your vibrations here, number one. And number two, let's get rid of that black goop. So the other insight I had in the last few days was to talk about something called black goop. Now, I see black goop when I close my eyes and I scan someone's body. I also know that that black goop is in that thing that they do this with. And or in other things as well, that black goop comes from those chemtrails that come down here. So it's all around us and it's recognizable. So what we're going to do is actually clear away the black goop tonight. And we're going to use that black goop and say that that's your physical goop, your mental goop, your financial goop. It's all that stuff that's sticky, unhealthy, bogs you down, and lowers your frequency. I hope I'm making sense. My job is to help you make sense. My job is to help you, like, brush yourself off and go, okay, we're going to do this together. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this even if I don't know the outcome of what's happening around the planet. Guys, you need to be prepared. Now, the good news is I'm also announcing I'm going to have a new show. In fact, I'm going to need help getting a title for the new show. The new show is going to be on a new platform that will be subscriber only, but some of your favorite people will be on that channel, but it will be subscriber only and it will be censorship free. So I will be able to speak my truth. Now, I have to tell you something. The moment I realized I'm going to have a new channel and speak my truth, all these new issues come out. Like, what would that be like to speak your truth without censorship, without worry that someone is going to, censor you or be mad at you, right? So we're going to be speaking our truth. We may not be doing it 100% here, but we can talk about that black goop, because there's black goop on some of you all's throat chakra too. There's black goop on your heart. There may be black goop in your lungs or on your mental. You know, that black goop is what is like when you wake up and you go, my God, I feel fat and ugly. That is putting black goop in your soul. So we who else wants to take away that black goop? All right, I like the analogy. We're going to work with it tonight because it's physical. You can see it. Anyone else have black goop they are willing to remove? Okay. Now, what is the message from our ancestors for us as we go into this healing? Oh my God. Okay. So you realize that this is channeled, right? You realize that my guides have said to us, we're going to do this. Joan of Archangel shows up for you every week, teaching us how to be fearless and free, how to almost be like Joan of Arc and be brave, courageous, and bold. My God. Okay. So, and I do this without a script. I do this because they're telling me to do this. You get this? You understand. Okay. Remove it all. Remove it all. Tina Marie's got it right. Good. You know, where you understand as I'm talking, by the way, your souls, your other consciousness is listening to me and things are happening right up there. Bye. Bye. Black goop. Wait. Da, da, da. Okay. We need a song. We need a song. We need a song. Okay. Oh, well, you're not going to miss out on what we're doing tonight, because what we're doing tonight, okay, will lift up your soul. Okay. We'll lift up your soul and remove some of those, because even those financial issues are black goop. So what card did I pick to help us tonight? Well, that's why I was laughing. It's called Kanini. In each other, we find ourselves. So what did I say tonight? I said, well, you know, I kind of find my own truth in sharing with you. I find my happiness and my own courage in showing up for you. Honest to goodness, showing up on YouTube takes courage. But in each other, we find ourselves. And that's the power of this collective. It's the power of us working together to raise this energetic frequency. Yes. And this is so true. Being resilient, okay? Being resilient and then working with these energies and these frequencies. Okay. So there is a spiritual purpose that only you, and I am talking to you, can fulfill, each and every one of you. In other words, my purpose ain't yours. Yours is not mine. Okay. As yours is uniquely you. As you move forward on your journey, you create space for others to move along behind you. And as the ones ahead of you move forward, so too does room open up for your expansion. All right. Well, when I used to teach my class on miracle mastery, that's exactly what I would say. When you step into becoming a miracle maker, and stepping into the miraculous, so you create that synchronicity and good things start to happen and you become brave, courageous, and bold, and you do your purpose, okay, so you're tall, then you will be attracting those who kind of have in their DNA code waiting for you to activate them. So they wake up and then they turn around and wake up those behind them. And I can hardly, of course, I can believe this. I believe this. But the first two sentences are exactly what one of my mission statements has always been. Okay. So now, as you move forward, so too does room open up for your expansion. Upon this earth, we are all building this sacred temple, each of you fulfilling your task as we assist and support each other in our collective divine mission. Okay, how can you help with your heart most actively engaged? What can you offer which inspires you and energizes you so much that others are uplifted in your presence? How can you receive from others joyfully, bringing them pleasure? The key, okay, to getting rid of the black goop is in giving and receiving deeply and with devotion. Okay, well, there is more. Two. Okay. There's room for more vitality and more energy healing. So let us begin. Black goop being removed. Black goop. Okay, so I want you to do this with me, rubbing your hands together, knowing that collectively, okay, when I send this out to you with my right hand and you receive it with your left, okay, and maybe you want to see what my guides are telling me. Okay. All right, this is what they're showing me. We are going to create like an energetic rod through your entire, from your crown chakra, from the heavens, down through the top of your head, through your neck, through your spine, out through your pelvis, and into the ground. Okay. Sending this antenna all the way up to the heavens, and then sending your roots down to the center of the earth, and imagining that you're kind of stretched in both directions. Your arms up, your feet are down to the center of the floor. Okay, so as we work with this, I want you to now start to feel this expansion. As we open up our crown, I want you to feel this energy pouring down, literally pouring down from the heavens, down through that crown chakra, coming through. And as it comes through, it will light up. It will start to activate the neurons in your brain. And it will start to reconfigure those neurons so that they connect. And as it goes through the neural pathways, also getting rid of any goo that could have descended in the brain area, and going now through your medulla oblongata and through your cervical canal, and going down and down, down. And I want to go to the tops of your shoulders. And we want you to literally do exactly what we're doing. Feel the energy coming out through your hands, okay? Through your hands, discharging. Discharging. Shake them up again. Feel it. We are moving that stuck energy. We are removing that goop. Doesn't matter if you've where that goop came from, guys. Doesn't matter. Okay, now going down, we're gonna go back now into your lungs. Okay. Goop settles sometimes in our lungs. Why? Because our lungs feel the sorrow of the world. They feel our personal sorrow and the sorrow of the world. And believe me, there has been so much sorrow. So we want to just imagining now. Oh, so they say the easiest way to show you to do it is to imagine your lungs as a sponge, and we're going to squeeze it out. Okay. Apparently this goop is able to be dripped out. So do it like that. And then literally imagine that you are holding a spray of water, celestial water, that can clean out those lungs. Every pore in those lungs. That's right. And it's going to loosen all that black goop, which is going to go down into the lymph and blood and just leave. It's going to be excreted from your body through your kidneys, okay, and through your skin. It's just going to come out and be excreted, nothing. It's been made and rendered harmless. Okay, we're going to go down to your heart. Oh, my God, guys. Heart, 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 heart. Okay. So the last few years, this is what I'm hearing. The last few years have been more than we can bear. The last few years have literally broken some people's heart. And it has, guys. It's broken the heart of humanity. It's broken business owners. It's broken people who've lost loved ones. It's broken friends and family apart. It has broken or tried to break the heart of humanity. So we are going to do a heart healing tonight, because your hearts, you know, it's our hearts that fuel everything we do. So imagining right now your heart is out in front of you, and I want you to literally start to smooth it out, good. And smooth it out. And smooth it out. And smooth it out. Smooth, smooth, smooth. Smooth. Smooth, smooth, smooth. My heart is healed. My heart is full. My heart is healed. My heart is miraculous. All right. So we're going to keep doing this. So, you know, if we still need to work on those lungs, and if, by the way, right lungs would be aggression, your male energy. Left lungs would be female, your feminine receptive energy. Just keep removing goop. Removing goop. What's my mission? To remove goop. So, Regina, you're going to start removing the goop from your throat. Now, let me tell you about our throat, guys. Oh, my God. So, apparently, the patriarchy has taken over the throat chakra and moved into many of those throat chakras. So, there's a cork in here filled with black goop in most of us, men and women. So, we want to literally see that cork being taken out and released. Take it out and released. So now we're doing this protocol. Notice we've been clearing up the brain. We've been clearing up the lungs. We're clearing up the heart. Okay, go down to the kidneys. Go down to the kidneys. Now, all right, okay, we want your kidneys to have an energy of pink. So let's imagine right now that that shower, so remember I said somewhere, we were talking about a shower. Yes. So if I was to direct a hose at you with celestial healing fluids, we're going to now direct it towards your kidneys so they can clean your kidneys. So getting rid of all goop, dislodging the goop, you know, clearing out those kidneys. My kidneys are healthy. My kidneys are happy. My kidneys love to get rid to detoxify my body with grace and ease. My lungs are pure. My heart is pure. My thyroid is pure. My throat is pure. My gut. Oh, gosh. Okay. So the gut. Oh, my goodness. The gut. All right. So, you know, energy for your gut is how you digest information. So just heard that. It's like, really? Yes. It's how we digest what people tell us. It's how we digest what we think about. It's like everything. So energetically, when we're not digesting our food properly, then we need to look at what in us wants to be out of harmony. But that's on the physical level, or the kind of on the energetic level. On the physical level, the only way to heal your gut is to eliminate all those things that are harming your gut. So a couple of years ago, I had massive, massive digestive issues. And I woke up one day and I had spasms in my intestines. Like I realized for the first time in my life that that's what hernia was. It was like, oh my God, this is what they're calling, you know, that hernia that they operate on. Oh my God, it's intestinal hernia. So normally most people would go to the doctor and have some kind of surgery. They're not me. So I go and I look up online because now I realize, and I realize that that is a symptom of digestive disturbances because you're not properly breaking down your food. You're not eating the right foods. And so the lining of your intestines can't handle it. So I went and went on a whole campaign that was part of my campaign on how do you heal your body naturally. How do you heal your digestive system? How do you break down your food? How do you, so that you could have more vitality and more energy and more money, by the way. Okay, removing all of this black goop removes our barriers to health, wealth, and happiness. Sometimes those fears or those barriers become safety valves for us, because then we don't have to show up. Then we don't have to move forward or be fearless. So this concept of fearless, by the way, and in talking about that, is that once you have aligned your body, mind, and spirit, and your energy and vitality are back, what are you going to do with this energy and vitality? How are you going to transmute the energies and give back? You know, what is your service? You know, what is it you're here to do? Because in raising this for yourself, now, everyone has a different purpose. Some people's purpose is to just be present in the room. Other people's purpose is to teach, like mine, or others is to heal, or, you know, so I'm not suggesting anything except to say you're here for a mission. As your energy heals, spirit is going to ask you to show up and start to reveal yourself and do what you know you came here to do. And that is what I can help you with, my friends. Okay. So, oh, good. Now, we do not want to affirm about this black goop. Okay. That it, you know, we want to acknowledge that we've had this in our body and we are releasing it. We are removing it. There is no more. We are energetically removing anything that no longer serves our body, anything that is black, anything that blocks, stuffs, sticks, obstructs, hurts, harms, challenges, confuses. We are removing all of that so we can create a space with grace. Yes, we can become that grace. I move forward with grace and ease, as a matter of fact, is one of my affirmations. I move forward fearlessly with grace and ease. Now, guys, I named this, that you can face your fears with courage, even in the face of upsetting things that may happen. I want to address that. Upsetting things that happen are things that we have not planned for and that are outside of our control, that have to do with, you know, this world government that we have, which has to do with whatever disease we have. Okay, or whatever program the others might have for us. And we might not like it, because now we're in a war, you know, over on the other side of the world. So unpredictable things can happen. But I will say this, prices are going to go up. Gas prices will go up. I can only say things that won't get me shut down. Inflation most likely will continue. Grow your own food, please. Learn, you know, have what you need in the house. Because I've noticed that the supermarkets, the shelves are getting empty, even here in California, where we had great shelves because they wanted us to think everything was good. Okay, so even in the face of all that, and that's only in physical things, guys, maybe lack of gas, but in other things too, there's going to be a war on to frighten you. So knowing that, I want you to be prepared, knowing that you were born for this. You were born to go through these times so that you can get through the other side, sit on the mountaintop with me, and we could, you know, and we could go, where were you during these days? How did you handle the end times when they, you know, they programmed it for the end times, and in turn, it became the new times. Now, I want to talk to you about timelines. There is something going around on the web all about programs that could look into the future and seeing timelines. Has anyone seen those timelines? Just put down in there, I have seen the timelines. There is two different timelines. And it's so interesting because I'm preparing my presentation for this weekend for Portal to Ascension on these timelines. On how do we shift our timelines? How do we shift global timelines? So there is an opportunity. Go to my Telegram channel, which is Joan of Angels, Telegram, Joan of Angels. And I've put it there a couple of times. and I might have put it on the YouTube channel, to two timelines. And the date of the timeline shift, number one, is coming up on Monday, which happened the 18th of April, which is the day of my event. So we are going to definitely do some clearing of that during my event. But a timeline is this. It either goes this way or this way. We are asking that humanity shift into the most positive, high vibrations of timelines. So let's just call it the high vibrational freedom path. So we ask right now that during this shift, this ascension, that the energy of the masses taking the higher path, the ascension path, the path of unfolding for the highest good of all concern, be interjected into the timeline so that instead of going this way, we actually take, you know, that path, like that Robert Frost says, the path less traveled. We take the path less traveled, which is the road to personal and planetary freedom, the road to the highest of vibrational frequencies, the road to each and every one of us stepping into the miraculous. That is the courage step I want you to take this week in facing our fears. Let's face it and take the path of ascension. Who here wants to take the path of ascension? And so by holding this focus, I choose ascension. I choose the path of light. I choose the path of the highest of vibrational frequencies. I align with the highest destiny of this planet, the highest potentials and possibilities. Then we can collectively, together, manifest this timeline. And so I was asking my guides what I should be doing, and they just told me that every day I'll do a little video, an affirmation that says just that, and I'll post it. It'll be short and sweet, and I'll post it everywhere I can, share it out. We're going to shift. We have shifted the timeline. So I have a little more experience with timelines than I've shared with you. I've been to Dom and Her, where their whole role is to change timelines. I have seen how it happens. We together can do this, and so it is. And isn't this interesting? In each other, we find ourselves. In each other, we find ourselves. And so it is. So that which we pull, the card says exactly that. As we work together, we can do it. Okay. So I want to do a check-in. Who here feels that they have had an energetic shift in your energy? On a scale of 1 to 10, which would be 10 would mean I had 100%. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much better do you feel? Okay, because this is important. Each of us, it's our responsibility to remove that black goop, okay, to clear it, to do an energy scan. So when you go to bed tonight, lay in your bed and imagine your chakras and do an energy scan. Bring that energy down from the celestial heavens through your body and scan and ask it to remove and take away all that black goop. I am aligned, and then repeat after me. I am aligned with my destiny. My body, mind, and spirit are aligned for my mission. We are on the path of radiance, the path of ascension. Planet Earth and all of his beings are on the path of ascension. And so together we can shift this timeline. Who's with me? Are you with me? Are you ready to shift the timelines on planet Earth? Say yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so let's do it. Sending the energy to the planet. Rub your hands together. Good. Yes, Tina. Tina Marie loves to be in that back room. I don't think she'd let anyone else do it anymore. Well, maybe that's my ego speaking, because I love having her here. All right, guys, you should have two hands. I only have one up up because I got to hold the world for you. Got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in your hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. Let's raise those frequencies now. Let's do what we came here to do, guys. Let's like gathering together the Angel Brigade. Let us shift the timeline here, my friends. Let us go where we have asked. Let us ascend. Let us lift. Let's go ever higher. All right. This was Miracle Monday. I am your Oracle Joan of Angels. Thank you for helping us all become brave, courageous, fearless, and free. We will make it to the other side, and we will make it to the heavenly realms. I love you all. I will see you next week. Bye from all of us.